But it's materialism. It's materialistic to concentrate on the things of the flesh. Paul says the heart that's set on the flesh dies, but the heart that's set on the Spirit has life eternal. That should tell us a little bit about our value systems in a postmodern society. And the last one is that it's driven to play. In other words, it likes fun. It wants to constantly have fun, whether that's individual, a system, a group, a society, a subculture, whatever it is. We want to have fun. We don't want to have to work. Working is a pain. And yet God commissioned us to take care of creation and to work. And if you go back and you read the first few chapters of Genesis, you'll see that that's what it was about. And it's never changed. We've just tried to change it. Again, that comes into play with the relevancy of truth as opposed to the absolute of truth. The second thing is the currency of a postmodern society has been changed from cash, from money, to time. People would much rather pay people to do things for them so they can have the time to play back into the value system or to buy things. They buy time to make more money so that they can buy the toys, which they end up maintaining and selling so that they can buy other toys, which they can maintain and sell so that they can buy other toys. And you see the vicious cycle that goes on and on. In the currency aspect, we live on high volumes of credit with very little or no concern at all. Very little concern towards credit. And that's why the finances and the economics in our particular nation living in this postmodern society are like they are today, because credit has been expanded and extended without much concern. And because money is not a concern and time is, the credit issues aren't dealt with. Let's move on. Let's look at beliefs. Religion is perceived as more self-fulfilling, individually fulfilling, than a corporate experience. In other words, I can believe what I want to believe on my own, and what I believe is important to me only. Again, going back to this, I won't inflict it on you, but I will try to tolerate your religion, your faith. But what I believe is important to me. And it produces a very eclectic Christian church when postmodernism creeps in. It also devaluates the gathering together corporately to experience and edify and worship together and encourage one another. It devaluates that, and so we don't see people attending like they used to. And you say, well, why do we have all the big churches? It's because the consolidation and the mentality of postmodern society is big is better. And if you would add up the people who attend all of the churches now, it's by far and away less than it was 20 years ago. There's only enough seats in churches right now to facilitate the comfort of 21% of the population of the United States of America. And yet we don't fill them every Sunday. And they become less inhabited as the months and years go on. You say, well, the churches seem to be getting bigger, but there are fewer and fewer churches. And all you have to do is walk into the district office of any major denomination and ask them if they have as many churches now as they did 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. And the answer will always be a resounding no.